Today's program is brought to you by Q Drinks, carbonated mixers made for your cocktail. Visit their website at qdrinks.com. That's Q, the letter, drinks.com.
Hey everyone, this is David Tatasciore, lead engineer and studio manager of the Heritage Radio Network, and I'm reaching out to ask for your support during our end-of-year fund drive. A contribution in any amount supports our weekly programming and our mission to make the world a more equitable, sustainable, and delicious place. Plus, you'll receive exclusive member benefits like monthly playlists, discounted event tickets, party invitations, and more. So, if you like good food and you love good food radio, throw a little dough our way. Make your gift at heritageradionetwork.org/donate. Happy holidays from all of us here at Heritage Radio Network.
So you don't shun the devil with your rock and roll, Lord. Knows that country music's gonna save your soul. The devil wants his groove in them rhythm and blues. That's him. It's gonna get you some.
Welcome back to The Speakeasy. I'm Damon Bolte.
My name is Souther Teague.
Hey, Souther.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm great. Like, extra great today.
Yeah, you seem like you are.
I had a long, full day of holiday cheer yesterday, so I'm...
Oh, man, so you're ready to talk today, huh?
Tip-top condition today.
Well, speaking of holidays, do you... I know that, like, on Thanksgiving, usually, you say that every year you spend it with
my granddad and a turkey, yes. A bottle of Old Granddad and a bottle of Wild Turkey.
So, what is your, Christmas regime?
I don't really have, I don't have one. I will say that whatever it is going to change this year, because for the first time in the history of Amore Margo, we're actually going to be open for Christmas Eve.
Oh, wow.
Because it's on a Saturday. I can't really say we're closed on a Saturday.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's my night anyway, so it'll be me. It doesn't matter. And then Max has stepped forward and said he'll open on Christmas Day because he's Jewish and doesn't care.
That's amazing.
He hates Santa Claus, basically.
Well, I've hated Santa Claus for a very long time.
So we're going to be open.
Ever since I didn't get that bicycle, man.
Yeah. I'm going to do...
when I was 25.
I'm going to do Christmas Eve, and then I'm going to go hang out with Max in the daytime on Sunday, and then I'm going to go up to see Pam Wisnitzer, who's also opening Seamstress on Christmas Day.
Mind if I... ride shotgun
Hell
in the
yes,
sleigh?
Yes, of course. It's you and me, buddy.
Cool, man.
Right off the cliff.
All right.
Who we got in the studio today?
We have Sarah Morrissey.
Oh, my God. She's adorable.
Welcome to the show.
I told her to sit in either chair, and she chose to sit on the little table because she's so
I didn't even realize it. I was just like, this looks comfortable. It is comfortable. I feel great.
Like the elf on a shelf. So you're doing...
Welcome to the show, Sarah. Yeah,
thank you guys for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
Cool. And you're busy. Your holiday season is tied up pretty nicely.
Yeah, I've been burning the oil during the day and at night. I guess that's just at night because you don't burn oil during the day. But yes, I've been
We get the
busy.
Metaphor.
Yeah.
So you're no longer at Dear Irving.
Mm-hmm. I had my last shift last week, which was a doozy. I don't really remember the end of it, but it was, I received like 30 balloons with different types of penises drawn on every single balloon.
Yeah, that's about
like
right.
Hand drawn. So I appreciated all the love that
all
I
that
got
effort.
My last
yeah.
night.
Yeah. It's hard to
Thanks
draw on
Adam
balloons.
Nigger. Yeah.
So you had a big blowout last evening at Dear Irving, and you've left there because...
I am helping open up a new restaurant on Thompson and Bleecker called Pig Bleecker. It will be open the first week of January.
Pig Bleecker.
Yeah. It's the same dudes that own Pig Beach in Gowanus.
Super fun place.
Not too far away from Damon's Bar.
Yeah,
it's super not fun too
place.
Far away from my house. It's actually half a block.
Oh, yeah. It's so close to your house.
I spent a lot of time there. Yeah. You been there?
They have cornhole there.
I saw Katie Stipe over there. It was awesome.
Yeah.
That place is crazy.
All the frosé and the cornhole and the barbecue that you can
You're going to have that kind of stuff at Pig Bleecker?
Not really. I mean, we're going to be... So it's... They describe it as like smoke-centric upscale comfort food. So no barbecue, but smoked meats, definitely lots of pork. But seasonal ingredients, it's basically like if somebody was like, oh, I like this barbecue restaurant. I want to make like an actual real beautiful restaurant with a great wine list and a great cocktail menu and really cool beers and a beautiful, beautiful space. It's kind of like that. Homemade pasta is really yummy, yummy.
Yeah, he's your thing. chef. He's from...
Yeah, he's from Del Posto, Posto, so he knows how to do all of that Italian yumminess, homemade pasta, and he's also half Lebanese, so he, like, throws in some spice in there, and the food, I mean, I haven't had everything yet, but we just passed our inspection on Monday, so... All of the smells are kind of amazing. It's kind of like your bar, how you go into Grand Army and the fire's going. When they start cooking in the kitchen, it's just like, oh, this is so, smells so good. Just like meat and like fire and wood, and it's just really homey and comforting and really nice.
Cool. Sounds great. Sounds like it's opening at the right time of year as well.
Yeah.
What,
yeah,
sure. What's the capacity? How big is it?
It's about 65-ish. The bar has 9 or 10 seats. We're trying to figure out if it's 9 or 10. Then there's a small standing area. Then there's a like a seated booth area that could kind of squeeze a larger amount in depending how many people in your party, and then tables, and then one really big beautiful communal table. So I think it's like 65, so it's not too crazy big but not too small.
It actually sounds a lot like my place.
Yeah. It's similar to Karasu too, where it's like the same amount, the same size, and it's almost like, is it a restaurant? Is it a cocktail bar? It's a restaurant where you can get a cocktail kind of thing.
And you're leading the show behind the bar?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess
that's
like
how they stole you away from
basically, yeah. Yeah, I'll be behind the bar at least 3 days.
Is Megan mad
week.
At you for leaving?
No, it's funny though. I sent her a text and I was like, hey, can you meet me at Dear Irving? I need to talk to you about something.
And she
walks in, she goes, okay, you're either quitting for a better job, someone tried to, like, hit on you or, like, sexually harass you or sell you drugs at work, or you need money. What is it? And I was like,
yeah,
well,
the three.
I was like, I'm leaving for a better job, and I work with Tom Richter, and
well,
I was probably strangely sexually harassed at one point. Just kidding. It's so we call him the HR nightmare because he's just, like, a toucher and a hugger and says inappropriate things, but all in good fun.
Who, Tom?
Tom Richter. Mr. Bardad.
Bardad. No one ever confirmed or denied whether he's potentially the oldest cocktail bartender still behind a bar in New York City.
I mean, I would think so.
Rocking,
I mean, at least
55.
In New York City, right?
I saw him last night. Actually, I went to Dear Irving last night, and I was like, man, I fucking miss seeing this guy behind the bar. And it made me realize, one, I get stuck in Brooklyn too much.
Exactly.
But two, I need to go to see my buddies at their bars more often. Not just Souther. Sorry, Souther. Love your bar.
Hey, I get it.
But you're like, one of the only people I ever go to see.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, you're welcome. Yeah, man, he was killing it.
Yeah, he's a beast. This is the first time we've been working together behind the bar for like 6 years together. So
right, because you were both at the Beagle.
Yeah, I was his bar back.
I noticed that. Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, I know.
When I passed Damon your info, you know, shared your contact out of my phone, and it still says
Sarah Beagle.
Sarah Morsey Beagle.
Yeah, I changed it.
Yeah.
But I thought that was really cute, too.
Yeah. You know, you never look at
I have so many contacts like that. And then you never change them.
Yeah.
You're like,
right.
Why would I change it? I'm too lazy.
Yeah.
Souther's name in my phone is still under Rye.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Hilarious.
See, you were always just Souther because who else is named Souther?
I Googled it once.
Like, who else is named Damon? There's 100 billion Sarahs.
Damon Dyer.
I
Googled it once. I'm the only one.
In the entire universe.
In the Google universe, I guess.
Damn.
Is that real?
Yeah, I did it.
No fucking way.
There's a website you can go to see how many people on Earth have your name, and no one has mine.
Really?
Wait, Souther Teague or just Souther?
Souther. Then I put in my whole name, but Souther, then I shrunk it.
Where does your name come from, anyway?
It's Scottish.
But it's Scottish, and there's no one in Scotland that has the name Souther?
Guess not.
We're like, you're wrong, Souther. Somebody
so how is it a Scottish name?
Dave, Google this.
It's,
did your parents just throw a bunch of letters together and come up with Souther?
You can't just say something like that and then like man, Scottish.
So if I just Google Souther, the first thing that comes up is Urban Dictionary. The second thing is Souther Teague.
Boom.
Wait, what is the Urban Dictionary?
What's the first thing?
Is it really dirty?
Is it dirty?
Souther. Your mate, spouse, husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, steady and or lover.
All right.
Oh, that's sweet.
Boom.
I was expecting like something way dirtier than that. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's not dirty at all. It's pretty sweet.
I thought it was going to be something to have to do with like lamb fucking or something.
That seems right.
which could have happened last night. Nobody knows.
Yeah, you don't know.
No one knows.
You were hanging out the Waldorf.
Man,
you got like five Gibsons deep, and then
I had Gibsons at lunch with Philip Duff and Matt Bruck at the Peacock Alley in the Waldorf Astoria, which is fucking gorgeous. That place is beautiful. We collectively, at least the three of us, decided that it's probably the most beautiful lobby bar in a hotel that we know of. Like, because it's right there in the lobby. You're still in the lobby. It's not like
it is
sequestered and pushed aside. It's you're right there. It's really gorgeous. Yeah, drank some Gibsons over there, and then went to dinner with Chaim Dauerman, and drank some whiskey, and then went to going up at Vaughn, where Thomas Thompson gave me a bottle of ancient age 10-year expression, a 1.75 liter plastic bottle.
Yeah.
I rolled in the door and he pulls it out and he says, "That's for you." And I said, Do I have to finish it all right now?"
Yes, chug.
So we drank some of that and then I teetered home with it in my hands, I guess. I don't know how I got home.
Like,
drink responsibly.
Be careful out there, kids.
All things in moderation, including moderation. So yesterday I kind of went without moderation. So, Pigby
Chokin.
Sorry, yeah, let's get back to this. Let's get back to the lovely Sarah Morsey. You're in my phone as Sarah Morsey Beagle. speaking of in my phone is Kimmy Winkler Jaeger, though she doesn't work for Jaegermeister anymore. She works for Novofogo Cachaça. And she couldn't be here today because I told you guys before we came on the air that her mother was in a car accident. She's okay, but Kimmy had to fly home to Oklahoma. She was supposed to be here with us today because you're going to go back to your bar, Grand Army, with Sarah and make some Novofogo Cachaça cocktails for happy hour.
Yeah,
today.
After this.
Right after
this.
It's
funny because we actually, Kimmy's from Oklahoma, I'm from Oklahoma, and Sarah, you spent some time in Oklahoma, right?
Yeah, I'm from New Jersey, but I spent a couple years in Oklahoma. Going to Bible school.
Learning
about Jesus in Oklahoma.
Holy guacamole.
And then,
that's what we do there, Southern.
Exactly. I mean, we don't
make up fake names like you guys.
Only biblical names, which is, they didn't like me very much there. I was too opinionated, so I left.
They didn't like me either.
I left and moved to New York and became a bartender, and now I'm here.
You were studying the Bible in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Cheers to that.
That's amazing.
I was going to be a preacher.
I was too.
Were you?
I never told you that.
No.
I was either going to go.
Of course he was. He's from Oklahoma.
I was either going to go into graphic design or seminary.
You look like a preacher.
And I chose.
He looks like Jesus.
I chose to go into graphic design, which led me to bartending.
Exactly.
Yeah, man. We could have a whole other show.
Just talking about that.
Seminary in Oklahoma.
It's so funny. I think I've only been, I mean, not that there's tons of bars. I mean, I'm sure there's tons of bars in Oklahoma, but I wasn't allowed to drink and decided that I was like, I need to move to Oklahoma to get myself right with God. And I think I went to one bar ever in Tulsa and like had a beer and then felt really guilty about it because I wasn't supposed to. But this bar, I don't even know where it was, but it was actually a really cool bar. I mean, I had a beer, but it was pretty cool. But
were you going to school in Tulsa? Did you go to Oral Roberts?
Yep.
Roberts University.
Yep.
Amazing.
This is the weirdest thing I've ever learned about anybody.
It's so strange.
You just said you were in school. You didn't say what. I was like, I must have went to college in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
I got really stoned on that campus one time.
Dude, there's so many hills on that campus. So it's
there's lots of places to hide.
Imagine like there's this.
I didn't mean stone like in the biblical sense. I meant like.
No, no, there's so many hills. We used to like roll down the hills because we had nothing better to do with our lives because we couldn't drink or watch TV or we couldn't have a TV, we couldn't see rated R movies, we couldn't date.
And you did this for 3 years?
2 years. 2 years, and I stayed for a little bit longer and then I was like, fuck, I can curse, right?
Yeah.
I was like, fuck this fucking shit. I'm going back to the East Coast where everything makes sense. And was like, I broke up with God and was like, no, I don't My mom was like, you're a what? You're a bartender now? I'm like, yeah, Ma, sorry. But then she like came to the bar and she's like, oh, yeah, you should be doing this.
Yeah.
You're good at it.
How long ago was this?
I was like,
is this
20?
The Beagle?
No,
the Beagle?
No, this was 10 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Gotta get right with
things
God.
I learned. Things I learned on this show.
Yeah, man.
Amazing.
I used to go to church camp. At one point, I would go to 3 church camps every summer.
You have VBS, you have regular church camp, and then I'm sure when you were older.
I would go to other churches, church camps with my buddies from school, and man.
But that's
some really gnarly shit happens.
But that's also where you like smoke weed for the first time and smoke cigarettes, and
maybe
you definitely
you lose
have
your virginity.
Yeah, well, I mean, I didn't lose my virginity at camp or anything like that, but I definitely
you do
have,
mostly
like,
hand stuff.
I mean, yeah, yeah, you're like first handy, and definitely the first time you made out with someone is probably in a church parking lot somewhere, and then you're like, oh, sorry.
Hand to God. Oh, all right, let's take a quick break. And when we get back, we'll continue talking with our lovely friend Sarah Morrissey.
And drinking.
And this one's Greenwood Cemetery by Teeth People. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Jordan Silbert, founder and CEO of Q Drinks. We're proud to support the speakeasy. At Q Drinks, we make spectacular carbonated mixers, crafted to mix with your favorite spirits. Based right here in Brooklyn, we're available nationally in six flavors, including Q Tonic Water for spectacular gin and tonics, and Q Ginger Beer for spectacular Moscow Mules. I started the company after a night in my backyard with good gin, really good friends, and lousy tonic water. I realized the world needed better mixers, so I made them. Q Drinks uses real ingredients, a lot less sugar, and a lot more carbonation. The result? Clean, crisp, spectacular beverages that bring out the best in your favorite spirits. Using Q Drinks, it's easy to create terrific drinks with just two pours. 1 to 2 ounces of your favorite spirit and 3 to 4 ounces of Q poured over ice in a highball glass. It's simple and spectacular. Q Drinks. Make your drink spectacular.
All right, we are back. You're listening to The Speakeasy on Heritage Radio Network. We have in the studio today our amazing friend Sarah Morrissey of the new spot Pig Bleaker and
soon to be Open Spot.
Soon to be Open Spot.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not even new yet. It's too new to be new.
We were just talking about religion before the break.
That's what we were talking about, religion.
So, Jesus Christ. Anyway, So Sarah's brought something for us today.
You brought us something special. What's in the glass?
For a long time, my nickname's been Little Pina Girl, mainly because I'm tiny. And I used to be the youngest person in almost every bar or restaurant I worked at, but that's not really the case anymore. But this is something I've been working on. It's really simple. It's going to go on the menu as like a large format cocktail / goodbye shot. Calling it Little Pina's Pisco Punch. So it's Pisco that's been infused with black coconut, just some fresh pineapple juice, lemon juice, cinnamon syrup. And Thomas Watt told me this story about back in the day, Pisco Punch, they used to put cocaine in it. So not only were you getting drunk, you're getting like really fucked up and really high.
It was the original like Speedball.
Exactly. It's like the original Four Loko before they changed it. So it's just topped with a little bit of dehydrated coconut milk as well to kind of give it that little extra coconutty sweetness.
Cocaine.
Are you making that?
It looks like cocaine, which
you
is
rub it on your gums.
Which is I'm so high of coconut right now. I don't even know. So it's just
it's tasty. Do you make that? How do you make that?
So it's actually really funny. I've always worked in Sasha Petrosky bars, which like it's against the like bar religion to ever infuse anything. So I've never infused anything before until I worked at Carsu, and I just buy this tea, let it sit with the Pisco for about an hour and a half, and then strain it, and then good to go.
Cool.
Yeah.
But what about this powder? Did you make this?
No, I went to Kalushian's and bought it.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, of course. That fucking
place. That
place
is fucking awesome.
No, yeah, it's great.
You know, not to knock Kalushian's in any way, but if you're in a pinch, and now that you're down on Bleecker.
A pinch of coconut?
Yeah. You're in a pinch.
Coconut, air quotes.
Dual is basically the Kalushian's of the Lower East Side.
Oh, really?
Do you know that spot? It's on 6th and 1st.
It's right by you.
Not even a block from Moore.
Oh, shit.
You know that crazy Indian restaurant with all the lights flashing? Downstairs.
Yeah, the one downstairs.
I've always wanted to go there
for a
birthday or something.
I bought a drink Indian restaurant there.
Yeah, I'm sure the food like isn't even that good, but just for like all the crazy lights.
Yeah, it's insane.
Yeah.
You can literally see them from my bar.
Oh, good to know. I could buy a jigger with you and then go over there and buy some other funky stuff.
Perfect. And another great place to shop is in the East Village as well. It's SOS.
You know SOS Chef.
Yeah. I've been there. Really yeah. Cool.
They'll make you custom hydrosols.
Yeah.
Oh.
So they'll do like... They'll make your personal orange flower water.
Interesting.
Or whatever hydrosol you want. Rosemary, whatever. Yeah. They'll do it for you.
Dope. Good to know.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. There you go. Plug in some places.
I was just going to say that.
You're welcome. Not sponsored. Okay.
How much are you getting paid to say that?
Nothing. This is delicious. Punchy.
It's just, yeah, it's probably not watered down enough, but it's just simple. I don't really like to put a lot of ingredients in my drinks. I just like simple stuff.
I mean, it's expressive of what you said. It tastes like coconut tea.
Mm-hmm. This is great. This is really good. Okay, so I have to talk about this for a second. Sorry for the listeners that aren't able to taste this, but yet you're just going to have to go to Pig Bleaker to try it out.
Before we go further, what's it called? Little Pina?
Pisco Punch.
Little Pina Pisco Punch.
Yeah.
I like the lot of alliteration there.
Yeah.
I like the level of dilution actually already.
Yeah.
But like, I'm prone to making like really rich, like when I'm making sour drinks, they're make them like either don't shake them too long or like long enough, mm-hmm. or I just make them too juicy. Or something, you know, but like I love like a classic punch like this to where there is like the water content that ends up pushing all the ingredients, but it's very subdued and delicate and light and something very like slammable.
Yeah.
Slammable.
It's actually really funny because I've
I'm like halfway like, through mine already.
I've like measured this out before and it doesn't taste the same when I just like kind of dump shit in a bucket or like in a punch bowl and then add ice and then taste it. And it's so like, oh, maybe a little bit of cinnamon, maybe more of this, which kind of sucks if I'm not behind the bar because I'm like, well, it's kind of like a handful of this and a jigger of that, but it just, I don't know, I feel like punches always kind of taste better too when you're not measuring things. You're just like, oh, this tastes better like this, or like maybe add a little bit more cinnamon. But if you want something a little bit more consistent, I should probably work on a little bit more, but right now I'm really happy with it.
It's delicious. I'm stoked to be sipping on it right now.
I think, well, I mean, like,
picking up my buzz from yesterday.
Yeah.
You left some fresh juice in there. Keep you,
all right.
Keep it good.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the thing.
How many citrusy cocktails do you drink ever?
Very rare.
Exactly. Yeah. Just adding some fresh pineapple and lemon juice rare. Into your life.
But I like the fact that I love that you brought a punch, and this being the holiday season, mm-hmm. you know, punch is what we do. It's what we do.
Yeah.
Well, you and I had sort of alluded to the fact that maybe we were going to make Tom and Jerry's today, but obviously neither one of us did anything about that.
Well, you...
Maybe next week.
You dropped the ball on that.
Did I?
No, you know what?
I had a Tom and Jerry this week. I was at a cocktail party, which you should have come to. It was great. It was our friend Robert O'Simonson. It was at his lady's house on the Upper East Side.
Yeah, well, next time maybe someone will send me an invite.
I just assumed
next time, just invite
you.
Me. I'll come. He's a sweetheart.
Robert doesn't love me anymore.
I would have assumed he would have invited you. He invited me.
Yeah.
I'm the low man on the totem pole. But great.
You're closer.
He had Tom and Jerry's there. He had Tom and Jerry's there. Yeah. Which was great. It's the season to have those, and that was the first one I've had this season. So maybe next week we will actually make one.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'll go back to the shop tonight, and I'll at least make us some eggnog that'll be 7 days old by next week. How's that?
All right.
A little bit. We'll do both.
Is that like a faux pas, though, like to drink eggnog after Christmas?
Is it? Is it a Christmas drink? I thought it was just a seasonal drink.
I think it's seasonal. I think you can get away with it.
You got any seasonal drinks on your menu?
Actually, I mean,
kind of delicious
do.
Punch.
A very, like, lots of cooking spices. I have I'm calling it the winter julep. There's this dope Alpine. It's like, I guess it's a Genepi that Skernick has. It's called Alpine. Mm-hmm. I don't really like Genepis because I'd rather just drink chartreuse. just throwing it out there. But yeah. This Alpine is super dope. So I'm using that and just some rye whiskey. And I made I'm calling it the winter syrup and just on crushed ice with a bunch of mint and allspice and stuff like that. And then making a drink at Grand Army tonight with black cardamom and green cardamom and mezcal, and then...
You have been to Colusians, haven't you?
Well, I actually been working on that syrup for, 2 years. I just haven't used it yet. I use it in a cocktail competition, but I just haven't put it on a menu yet. But, yeah, warmer, wintery type things going on the menu, because, I mean, it is going to be freezing out soon.
We should probably, when you come over to the bar... Speaking of, making the syrup that you've been working on for 2 years, I've been working on one for about 7 years, but I haven't really nailed it. So, you've got your simple syrup.
Yeah.
Right? You're 1-to-1 white sugar and water. I want to make a complicated syrup.
Yeah.
Like the opposite of simple. Right. I want a complicated syrup. And at first I started like trying to just throw every sweetener I could possibly find. Like,
you're like Splenda, sweet and low.
And like Japanese black sugars and like all this crazy shit. And like, I mean, it just ends up tasting like sweet. But, yeah. but it's not about like a complicated like flavor profile for the person who's drinking the cocktail. It's more about like this like.
You just want to make an arduous masochist process. Like approach. It's just difficult.
Yeah. It's just,
the result is not any much better than simple syrup, but it's more difficult to enjoy. I didn't ask this before we came on the air, but I'm going to ask you now. Is this your first? Are you the head of the thing? This is the first time?
Mm-hmm. This is my first go at it, being in charge.
And how did that fall into place?
I've been to Pig Beach a bunch of times, but then my very good friend Michael that works for Empire, who's really good friends with the owners of Pig Beach, kind
Michael
of...
Michael McDonough?
Uh-huh. Jeez. One of the sweetest dudes of all time. Kind of is like, hey, do you know anyone that, like, wants a job or they're, like, head bartender, bar manager? I'm like, bro, what are you trying to say to me right now? He's like, do you want to work at this place? And I was like, I don't know, maybe. So I met the owners and we, like, had a very... similar ideals and similar, like, where they're like, I don't want it to be like PDT or Death and Company, like, no offense to that, like, it's not a cocktail bar, but it's a bar where you can, like, definitely get really great cocktails and really creative cocktails. And like, if somebody wants it, they're like, if somebody wants a vodka soda, are you gonna yell at them? I was like, hell no, I will pour them a vodka soda and give it to them and say thank you, that was easy, give me $15. And they're like, oh cool. So that's kind of how it all came to play. So yeah, thank you, Michael, for getting me a new job.
Good for you. How long were you at Dear Irving?
Since we've opened, so almost about 3 years. Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's hard to, like, pull up stakes and move on, right?
I think I cried for 3 days leading... Well, not really. I, like, didn't, like... I wasn't, like, bawling, but I, like, shed a lot of tears because people were just really sweet to me there, and I had so many regulars, and I also got to train a lot of people there. Didn't realize how many people I actually trained until they all came and, like, thanked me, and which was, like, ugh. Because I mean, I was a barback for over a year, which I don't really know that many girls that were barbacks. Dan Greenbaum was, like, when I worked at the Beagle, he was, like, you're going to barback for a while. And I was, like, yes, sir, like, which I'm so happy that I did, but I'd never, I mean, I guess I was, like, training people because, obviously, that's what you do when you're one of the senior bartenders, but I didn't realize, like, how many people I did actually train over, like, the short 3 years that I was there until they all, like, came up to me and thanked me, and I was like, ooh. And it's great. Like, working for Megan is awesome, and I got to work with Tom, who I've worked with for so long, and it was fun. It was a good time.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah.
Time to move on, though.
Yeah, so, yeah. It was the right time. It's like when people are sad to see you go, that's like that's when you should go.
Yeah.
Like, don't overstay your welcome.
Right.
Like, have people miss you.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah,
and have them follow you. You know, exactly. They'll come and see you at the new spot and check out your digs and see what you're presenting and being proud of and doing, you know, doing it all for your first time.
Yeah, I'm excited.
How many people are on your team?
Right now I have...
Are you looking for people?
5 people, including me. Uh-huh. I mean, always looking for people, but as of now, we have, like, a pretty good staff. Because the place isn't that big, either. It's not, like, humongous. So... Yeah,
my team is just me and 3 others.
Exactly, yeah. I only really need, I think it's like 5 people altogether.
But my bar is a fucking shoebox.
Yeah, it's tiny. In a good way. Good things come in small packages.
Sized for you. That's awesome. And obviously you're excited and stoked. And
yeah, I'm really, really excited. I just want us to open. It's not like one of those things where it's like, I mean, I think it was supposed to open like before I even got hired, which is great that it didn't. But we're, like, basically ready to go. We're just waiting for the holiday season to kind of be over and then open the first week of January.
Cool.
Right. You were saying you're going to do some... You just got your final inspection, so now
yeah, we just got our inspection on Monday, so we finally can bring booze in and food in and get going on that stuff.
Start working.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So, my question is, when...
That's my alarm. Sorry.
Wake up, Souther. You have things to do today.
I don't have an hour
late. Motherfucker.
I'm a wreck today. Come see me at a more later. It'll be quite a show.
Buy him a shot. He might need it.
So my question is, when can Souther and I jump behind the bar?
Oh my gosh. That's my favorite thing to do, though, which I can't believe that like Megan hasn't like fired me because of it. Like if like bartenders come to Dear Irving, I'll be like, come behind the bar and make me a drink. I'm like, oh, like everyone, like you guys or like people from San Francisco, or like I had even Rocky one time be like, you don't have cane syrup. How am I supposed to make you a daiquiri if you're out of cane syrup? And I was like, I'm sorry. It's 2 o'clock in the morning.
Figure it out, Amy.
Exactly. Yeah, right. I was like, I don't know, man. Just figure it out.
Clarify this.
Yeah. Do it in 20 seconds. Go.
I do the same thing, man. I love it.
It's the best.
I love getting people behind my bar.
Yeah.
Actually, you're doing that here in an hour and a half. But yeah, it's like one of the greatest feelings when you're like,
yeah,
that camaraderie of the community that we have in the industry. It's like, it's so cool to like be able to just be like, you know what?
Go make me a drink.
Come back here, motherfucker. Make drinks for the staff.
Sing for your supper, buddy.
Exactly. The first time I met all the dudes from ABV who are so nice was at Dear Irving and then at Carsu, and both times I made them come behind the bar and like make me a drink. I was like, make me a damn drink. And like that's then like you never forget that. Like if I went to another state and the bartender was like, make me a drink, I'd be like, I'll never forget that. They let me come into their house and make them something, or like see what their back bar or like what their well looks like. Like I think it's inviting someone into your house and saying, we're all in this together. Like, this is a party that we're at together. Like, let's have some fun.
Right on.
That's awesome. Amazing.
But the question still stands. When can we come and get back?
I mean, you could do it at Friends and Family when you guys are invited, because you have to come and let me know if my coconut Negroni is delicious or not.
Coconut Negroni?
Yeah. It already sounds delicious. I'll look for that invite in the mail.
Exactly.
It's probably lost along with a Robert Simonson, Tom and Jerry invite. But
sorry for throwing you under the bus, Robert.
It'll be more of like a text like, get here, 3 hours, thank you.
It's happening right now.
It's happening. They're smoking some pig over there. Come over here and eat it.
Coconut Negronis and pig?
Yeah.
Man, I'm there.
It sounds like an island oasis.
Yeah.
Oh, well, awesome. Sarah, thanks for being on the show today. This is awesome.
Yeah, it's been great.
And, thanks for having me.
And you're going to be opening up early January.
Is there a set date, or are you just still saying early January?
I think it's the 5th. Don't quote me on it, but it's not like one of those things where we have to like get inspected and then have this. It's like we're ready to go. We're just trying to figure out the exact day that we want to open.
Got it.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
The website is
Pigbleaker.com, I believe. Yeah. It's something like that. I'm like, I don't fucking know. I was like, I've been making syrup all day. I don't even know what an internet is. I did Speed Rack like 2 weeks ago. I'm like, still don't know what that is.
Crushed it.
Yeah.
We were there.
You were there.
Still in a days of a month.
So
Souther's drunk from last night still.
I'm still buzzing.
I'm still drunk from Speed Rack.
Yeah, I think I'm still in a haze from Speed Rack.
Yes, for wrapping up this one, I just want to mention again, Kemi Winkler. Everybody think about her mom and do whatever it is you do. Pray, maybe, I don't know, but
good
just,
vibes
just
and good
send out
vibes.
Some good vibes to the Winklers. We're really sad she wasn't here today because she's such a doll. Next week on the show, I solidified with Laura Maniac. Do you know that person?
Yeah,
she is awesome. she owns Cork Buzz both here, and she has one in Charlotte as well. And I got her on because I think it's the appropriate time of year to talk about bubbles. She's going to talk about champagne. She'll probably bring some for us to drink on the air,
Our
week-old eggnog and/or Tom and Jerry's. But so really excited to have her on before New Year's Eve to talk about drinking some bubbly wine. And she's just a crazy, incredible person in general. I worked with her ish forever ago. She was the she kind of oversaw the wine program for all of Be Our Guest when I worked at Be Our Guest.
Right on.
Which seems like 100 years ago, but yeah, I just kind of cold called her, reached out to her via Facebook.
You were in the movie Beauty and the Beast?
What?
You were in the movie Beauty and the Beast?
Yes. I was Beauty. and then right now you guys are going to pack up from the studio and head over to Grand Army and do some happy houring and make some drinks.
Yeah, 5 to 7 we'll be hanging out, making some drinks. Some with a little bit of the Nova Fogo Cachaça. Thanks again, Kimmy. And we'll be hanging out. So swing by and check out Pig Bleaker and Sarah.
Go see Sarah.
Man, you're the best.
I love you guys. I really do. I love you guys so much. You're the best. I really do want to just give you bear hugs all day.
Everybody needs more Sarah Morsey in their life.
That's true. Well, that's it for the show this week. Check out all of the Heritage Radio Network programs. There's so many good ones. And
I mean, about food and drink.
About food and drink.
That's right.
Next time we're gonna edit that commercial, Dave.
Yeah.
We feel left out. Yeah, we feel left out. We're the drink guys, man. You gotta mention drinks on the show. On the commercials, rather. Yeah, so that's it. Check out Heritage Radio Network for many, many more programs like this. Until next week, happy holidays and cheers to everyone.
Yeah, cheers everybody. Stay cheers, safe guys. Out there.
Thanks for having me.
So you don't shun the devil with your rock and roll load. Knows that country music's gonna save your soul. The devil wants his groove in them rhythm and blues. That's him. It's gonna get you some in the end.
Thanks for listening to Heritage Radio Network. Food radio supported by you. For our freshest content and to hear about exclusive events, subscribe to our newsletter. Enter your email at the bottom of our website, heritageradionetwork.org. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at @heritage_radio. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization driving conversations to make the world a better, fairer, more delicious place. And we couldn't do it without support from listeners like you. Want to be a part of the food world's most innovative community? Rate the shows you like, tell your friends, and please join our community by becoming a member. Just click on the beating heart at the top right of our homepage. Thanks for listening.